This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hi everyone, this is Sabrina Fagerheim, and today I'm going to show you one of my favorite games. It's called Blindfold Pyramid Tiles, and it's by Kid-Friendly Software. This is a pyramid game with Mahjong style, which is a tile matching game where you can choose between different games, and I'm going to go through that shortly, but I'm also going to show you the different functions. So let's open the game.
Portrait.
This game is in portrait mode, but I'm using an iPad, and I do believe it's a little too fiddly to actually hold the iPad in portrait mode. So what I'm doing is that I'm using a Bluetooth keyboard. You can do that with this game. You can do this with many blindfold games actually, which is really good, especially if you're playing on an iPad. I'm going to talk about both the touchscreen gestures and the keyboard commands. Okay, we are at the intro screen.
Skip. Here are other games in the Blindfold series. Tap on a game to get it from the App Store. Otherwise, tap the skip button. You can turn off this screen in settings.
As it says, you can turn that off if you want to.
Skip. Button.
But I like to actually follow what games are coming.
Blindfold Pyramid Tiles menu.
Okay, now we are in the menu of the game. And first we'll see a list of the games that are available.
Resume game. Button.
Here you can resume your game if you have a game that isn't finished yet.
Replay prior game.
This is a paid feature that simply lets you replay a puzzle.
Selected. One level. 6x6.
Okay, this is the first level and it's also the easiest. And I am going to play that. It's 6x6 tiles.
One level, 10x10.
This one is also a good starting point. I would start with the first one, then take the second one until you learn the game.
Two levels, 10x10, 6x6.
This is a bit more challenging, and this is where it starts to show like a pyramid. With that level.
Three levels, 10, 6, and 4.
And this level is a pyramid.
Four levels, 10, 6, 4, 2.
Okay, and here?
Mahjong puzzle, 144 tiles.
The Mahjong puzzle is not actually shaped like a pyramid. I don't know if you have played Turtle Tiles for Windows, but this one is a lot like that. But I do believe this is better, because on the Windows version, you had to move through all of the levels at once. So you had to listen to certain sounds when you went up and down a level. But here you can actually change level without having to see all the lower tiles.
Very easy game. Tap to change. Button.
Okay. I can't do it in other games than very easy. Well, I can do easy sometimes. I actually tried hard once and I couldn't come very far at all. I think we'll stick to very easy, okay?
My scores. Button.
This shows your score.
Reset scores. Button.
Reset your scores.
Help. Button.
Here you can find user's guide, common features, I do believe. And you can find the user guide for the Mahjong game.
Settings. Button.
We're going to go through that.
Get upgrades. Button.
And this is where you buy. There are only two upgrades available in this game. And that is unlimited play, which is $5. And replay, which is $3. So I'm going to go to the settings screen.
Settings. Settings. Heading.
Now we're in the settings screen.
Done. Button.
We have the done button.
Game settings. Heading.
Here are the game settings. Okay.
Background music. Now it is quiet.
I turned this off because of this podcast, because it would be a bit distracting to have the music. Don't get me wrong, I like the music, but I don't want that in the background.
Give zip pop bop if not blocked. Now it is on.
This feature actually makes a sound when you're near an unblocked tile, when you have a nearby tile that is unblocked and you're on an empty cell.
For empty cell, beep prior to cursor position. Now it is on.
This is very good if you're playing slowly. I used to play rather fast, but for this podcast I'm going to try to slow down.
Always give cursor position. Now it is off.
I did turn that off because I don't need to hear the cursor position before each tile. I find that kind of frustrating.
Say position. Now it is letter is column. Number is row.
Okay, that explains what is letter, what is number. Like, for example, A4 means that either you're on column 1 on the fourth row, or it means that you're on column 4, the first row.
Use word names for letters. Now it is on.
Very good for unclear screen readers.
Common settings. Heading.
Here are the settings that are for most of these games.
Less talk and sound effects. Now it is off.
Not quite sure what that does.
Post my new high score to none.
I haven't set up that.
Customize voices.
And we're not going to do that, but that's available.
Use braille display instead of speaking. Now it is off.
Okay, this is a good feature if you don't want a lot of spoken stuff.
Customize game sounds.
Here you can choose the winning and losing sound of the game.
Use full keyboard instead of screen. Now it is on.
Okay, this is an awesome feature. That's what I'm using because I'm playing on an iPad and I don't want to have to hold my iPad in portrait mode because that's really awkward. So I'm using a Bluetooth keyboard with my iPad to play this game.
Use gesture menu. Now it is off.
I do believe this has to do with limited movement, but I'm not sure. Okay, when I'm playing this game, I'm actually going to tell you both the touchscreen gestures and the keyboard commands.
Repeat message if it wasn't spoken. Now it is on.
I still don't know what that is for.
About. Heading.
And here we have some information, but we're going to
set,
get out of here.
Done. But. Blindfold pyramid tiles menu.
And we're going to start a game.
Resume game. Button.
No, we're not going to do that.
Replay prior game.
Not that either.
Select it. One level. 6x6.
Okay, we're going to start the game.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting one level, 6x6.
Okay, that was
one.
The sound I was talking
November.
About. I'm going to turn off quick navigation here.
Quick nav off.
Otherwise you can't use the keyboard. Okay, I'm going to tell you about the controls. To move left or right between the tiles, you use the left and right arrow keys or flick left and right on your touchscreen. To move forward or backward, you flip up and down, or, you know, back and forth, and you move back and forth. You know, there are different rows and stuff. So, for example, if I want to go down one row, I press down arrow.
November.
And I press the up arrow to go
November.
Up arrow. Okay? And it's flick up and flick down. To move between the levels, you use either control up arrow or down arrow, or you're flicking up or down with 2 fingers on the touchscreen. To move to the beginning of a level, which means that it doesn't actually move you to where the level starts, but where the first tile of the level is, you either press control left arrow or you flick up or down with the 2 fingers. Okay, I did actually see a match there when I was going to show you. Okay, this is a one level because I decided that a 2 level would take too much time. So I'm going to press control left arrow.
Level 1.
A1. November.
Okay, and I'll move forward, or I move to the right.
Lemon.
And that sound means that the tile is blocked.
Bird.
And I've turned off so it doesn't say the cursor position because I found that really annoying.
Lemon.
Locked.
December.
Locked.
Black.
Free. So that bell sound means that it's blocked.
February.
Okay, moved back a row or moved down a row.
Black. October.
Locked.
February.
Locked.
Orange.
Locked.
November.
Free. And here we have a match because on the upper row there is one of the November tiles too. And the fun thing is that sighted people can play this with a little bit of patience. I actually let my staff play this earlier and she was kind of good. Okay, I'm going to take this tile, November, and match it with the other one that is a row higher. And to do that, you press the Enter key on a keyboard or you double tap on the screen. Now you'll hear that kettle drum sound. This is meaning that you're matching a tile. So now I'm going to move up with the up arrow.
November.
And there we have a similar tile. The tiles don't have to be beside each other. I was just lucky this time. So I'm going to press the Enter key, which is also a double tap. Oops. Okay, I did match that tile. And then I pressed Enter once too many times. So that wasn't very good. Anyway, to cancel a swap, what you have to do is to either press the 3 key on a keyboard or you triple tap with one finger.
Empty.
So that's empty.
Orange.
And that sound on an empty tile, that beep means it's empty, and that funny sound.
Empty. A1.
That means empty. That there's an unblocked and empty tile.
October.
So flick down, or press the down arrow.
Lemon. December. Blue.
Locked.
Orange.
Locked.
Black.
Okay.
Orange.
You're starting to get the hang of it, I think.
December.
Lemon. I'm going to move
black.
Left.
October.
And I do have a match there. Honestly, they were on the same row, on the same column again.
Lemon.
It's making it easy for me.
Black. Lemon.
I did think I saw a black there.
Black.
There we go.
Orange.
And there's another match. I'm going to move left.
Black.
Press the Enter.
Lemon.
And there's a match
December.
Too.
Orange. February.
So I press the left right arrows.
Orange.
Up and down.
Lemon. December. Empty.
And right arrow.
December.
I do. No, it's not a match. Okay, I press the number 3.
Swap cancelled.
Once again, that's triple tap with one finger.
Bird. Orange.
Locked. Okay, I do believe that's a match. I'll press Enter.
Empty.
Flick up or press the up arrow.
Orange.
Oh, nice.
Blue.
Okay, so a tile is blocked if it is, if there is a tile both in front of it, no, to the left of it or and to the right of it. That means it's blocked. Also, if you're playing a game with different levels, you will have to remove. You have to remove the upper level to access most or quite a lot of the other tiles that are under. And to move up and down between levels, you do either a flick up with two fingers or you use control up and down arrow. Or flick down with two fingers, by the way. I do have a strategy on the... Let's say we're playing with two levels. I do have a strategy because what I do is to try to remove the upper tiles first. Because that way you'll get access to more tiles. Okay, I'm going to go to the beginning of the level.
Level 1.
Control, left arrow.
B1. Lemon. Bird.
Okay, move right.
Lemon.
Move right.
December.
Move right.
Black. February.
Okay, you've got the controls
black,
now, so I'm not going to show you. I'm not going to tell you.
Empty.
But my strategy
December,
is simply
blue,
to get rid of the
October,
to get rid of the upper tiles first.
December.
Oh, there's a match.
Blue. February.
I thought. One feature I'd really like
December,
to see is
blue,
for it to actually have a remind button. Tool Tiles does that, but I don't have a Windows computer, and I do prefer the iOS version. But it's got a feature to remind what tile you're holding. I used
blue,
to say holding.
October.
Okay,
black,
there's a blue there.
Black. This black.
And when you begin, it's
February,
really good to actually listen to the instructions.
Bird. 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 Blue. Blue. This tile.
Oh.
February.
Once again, you can't access a tile if it's blocked from the left and from the right. If they're just having tiles in front of or behind them, that means that you can still move them. And also you have to make sure that you don't have a tile laying on the other. To check that, you either listen for the block sound, which will sound if it isn't blocked, or will not sound. The other thing you can do is to go up one level and then look what tile is blocking it. I'm going to go to the bottom. I wish there was a feature
F6
to go to the bottom of the level, because there is one to go to the first tile, and I would prefer if there was a way to go to the last tile.
November.
Okay, so I'll flick left from
blue,
the bottom.
Blue. Bird. December. Orange.
Do believe that's the
November.
Match.
Bird. October. February.
Move up a row.
February.
Turn right.
Empty. Blue. Empty.
I like
orange,
that sound.
February. Orange.
There we go. I accidentally pressed an empty tile. Anyway.
February.
I do believe that's a match.
Empty. Empty. Bird. February. Blue.
This is very good if you have something like autism. I do have autism. And I can't play in memory games because I can't concentrate.
February. October. Blue.
Okay, this
blue,
one.
Blue,
we're going to empty a row.
November. Blue. Blue. Empty. Bird. Empty.
Not there.
Blue.
Okay, now there's an empty tile. An empty row.
Three. Empty.
Empty row.
Okay, so that row is empty. And I don't usually pay attention to those instructions or the cursor position unless I know I have empty rows.
Lemon. Bird. Lemon. December. Black. February. Black. October. Empty.
Empty row.
Empty,
empty
row.
Bird.
I only got
November,
one tile there.
Blue. Blue. Bird. December.
That's a match.
Lemon. Bird. December. Black. December.
No, it's not.
February. Empty. Bird. Empty. Bird. Bird. Empty. Feb. October. No. Empty.
No, I don't
December,
believe.
Bird. You pick the same. Blue. Blue.
And of course you
November,
can't match a tile with
empty,
itself. That wouldn't make sense.
Blue. Blue. November. Blue. Empty. February.
I like
bird,
this game because
bird,
it's very
empty,
relaxing. It does not have any time
October,
stuff.
Black. February. Black. This. Bird. Empty.
And it doesn't have.
Bird, empty.
Quick now.
It's very
quick
hard.
Now. February. October.
It's not very
bird,
hard to
November,
pick up.
Bird,
okay, now
bird,
I can take that bird.
Level.
Empty. Black. February. Empty.
Empty row.
Empty.
Also, these games are completely accessible.
Blue. 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 Bird. December. Empty.
Empty column.
February. I like those voices.
February. Empty.
Empty row.
Empty.
Empty row.
October.
I hope empty. That's a match because I really need that.
D. February. Empty. Empty.
Empty row.
Oh. I kept pressing empty. The wrong arrow there. And I didn't pay attention October. To it saying black. Empty row.
You picked the same.
Oh.
Black. December. Lemon. Bird. Lemon.
Okay, the tiles are...
A1. Empty.
Fruit, empty column.
Months. Animals. And colors.
Lemon. Bird. December. Black. February. Black. October. Empty. October.
Oh, please tell me that's a match.
Blue. Bird. Empty. February.
Okay, I don't know lemon. What I'm doing at the lemon. Moment.
December. Black. February. Black.
Oh.
December. Empty. December.
This is going great.
But lemon. Empty.
Empty row.
Empty, empty. Row.
Empty row.
Down empty. Arrow.
Empty row.
Empty. Down arrow.
Empty row.
December.
Okay, I do believe I have
level, level,
lemon, lemon.
Okay, we'll take that. Okay.
Empty.
I do
empty
believe.
Column. Empty row.
Empty.
Empty column.
Empty. Bird. You pick the same.
Oh.
Empty. Empty.
Okay, I empty accidentally row. Hit the wrong key again.
Empty.
Empty row.
Empty.
Empty row.
Bird.
Okay, there's just this match left. So here we go. No, it's not. Okay.
Blue. Blue.
Honestly.
Blue. Blue.
There we go.
You won the game by removing all the tiles from the board for 18 matches and earned 36 points. Congratulations, you should post your score to Twitter or Facebook by tapping the screen twice with two fingers, swipe up to play again, or swipe up with three fingers to return to the main menu.
Those swipe up features are Command plus up arrow to swipe up with three fingers. Also, you can swipe right with three fingers. I'm going to start a new game so I can show you.
Exclamation point going back to main menu.
Okay.
Quick, one level, two, one level, one level.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with three fingers.
Quick nav off.
Okay, if I press command right arrow or swipe right with three fingers.
Matching tile on level 1, F.
It shows
two.
You if there's
matching
a matching tile.
Matching tile on level 1, E, 3. Matching tile on level 1, A, 6.
And if you press command plus down arrow or swipe down with three fingers.
There are 6 matches still available.
It shows you how
you
many
have
matches.
0 points.
You have available.
Cannot undo move.
And swiping left with three fingers or command plus left arrow will undo a move. Be aware that when you undo a move, you actually lose points. This is very hard in the difficult levels. I have never managed to play anything except very easy. I gotta try the others. I do believe I tried hard once just to try to challenge myself, but that didn't go very well. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Hope you have a nice day.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.